basement to your ears. This is the weekly meeting of the Queen City Improvement Bureau. Each week, the dedicated staff of the Bureau meet to file reports, make recommendations, and survive on the water that drips from the boiler pipes into their open mouths as they attempt to sleep on a bed of dot matrix printer paper in the back room. One day, maybe, we'll escape from this subterranean hell that is the sub-sub-basement, but until that day comes, this city is not going to improve itself. So, here we stay, improving things. This meeting is now in session.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, the radon's getting to me.
Oh, I think it might be the fungus on the walls.
The asbestos. It could be any
Could be asbestos. Who knows? Could be that glowing bar of plutonium that I brought in a few weeks back.
That has been a nice thing to warm your hands around.
I know. I actually, when we had our sandwiches the other night,
yeah.
I actually took a little grater and I shaved a little bit of plutonium onto our food.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I thought, you know what this meal needs? Radioactive Parmesan.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna wind up like the Radium Girls.
Yes. We're gonna have superpowers
and no jaws.
That's a fair trade off.
I don't know.
So I was thinking.
Sure.
Just remind me of this.
Okay.
When the time comes.
Okay.
When we do a Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Instead of saying bureaucracy's basement.
Uh huh.
I'm going to say. Bureaucracies.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm a little worried because it's the first couple of words that people might get scared and turn the program off.
They might. They might turn to, like, I don't know, what would be on at that time of day?
I don't know.
Classical music on CBC or something?
I don't know. Maybe Question Period? I don't watch TV anymore.
Me neither.
Yeah. Remember Question Period?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
As a show, wouldn't you just tune in to watch, like, politicians argue with each other? I mean, who wants to hear that?
Nobody.
That certainly isn't the premise of our whole thing.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of.
Yes.
You've been signing off the show lately with Keep On Bullying Regina.
Keep On Bullying Regina, yes.
It sounds like the provincial government was listening.
It seems like they've been they've been a texting and packing the concealed weapons, according to some.
Yeah,
that's a strange thing.
Yeah, it's nice to know that the SAS party is listening to our show, though.
I know. Maybe you know what I'm hoping.
What
I'm hoping that one day they'll come and headhunt us, and not in the scary way.
Oh, good.
But in the we've been listening to your show and we like your moxie,
yeah,
your gumption.
Oh, we have that.
You got spunk, kids. They'll say,
yeah,
and we'll say, we'll report you to the police, and they'll say, no, not like that. We want you to work for us.
That would be amazing. The things that we could approve.
Oh, I know.
Up at the legislature.
I know. Like, we could take our improvement skills and powers, which we've honed over the course of. How many years now?
We're closing in on nine.
9 years. Over the course of 9 years?
Yeah.
I think that 9 years this October?
Yeah.
Halloween?
Yeah.
Bureaucracy? It's all coming together?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll transfer that to, like, a larger scale.
Province-wide.
The province itself.
Yeah. This entire rectangle, we will improve it.
I mean, it's already pretty great because it's shaped sort of like a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first improvement is to actually turn it into a proper rectangle.
Yeah, I think that's long overdue.
But I have another improvement if we don't change the shape.
Oh, tell.
Because it looks a little bit like a pinball game.
Oh, you know, it really does.
It does. But it's missing lights, a leaderboard, flippers, bumpers, etc., and a gigantic ball careening across the landscape.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
Yeah,
it'll be people will come from far and wide to
waste their quarters on Saskatchewan.
That's right, and that's all we'll charge, just a quarter per game.
Yeah.
So, but think of the power that people will feel.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That would be amazing.
I think so, and maybe sometimes we'll get like. Tokens if they get a high score.
Yeah.
Yeah. which cleverly will only be able to be redeemed at the Saskatchewan Pinball Fun Palace gift shop.
There's a Saskatchewan Pinball Fun Palace? Or is this what we would make?
We would make this. As far as I know, that doesn't exist.
Right, right.
But if it doesn't exist, we can...
I don't get out of the sub-basement. So, you know, the idea that we had a fun palace in this province.
Yeah. You'd think, well, I mean, maybe the legislature is the fun palace.
It depends on your definition of fun.
I mean, if fun is like texting Randy Weeks, I guess that's fun. Anyway.
Poor Randy.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Did you see that, his Twitter thing, where he cut up his card and said, but he put it in quotation marks, like he's quoting himself?
Maybe he couldn't tweet it himself, so he was getting like somebody to do it. They were quoting him as he was cutting it up.
Yeah, or maybe he's actually quoting a well-known political figure, but forgot to put the attribution, like, enough is enough, Gandhi. Enough is enough, the Zodiac Killer.
Oh,
or something,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Lots of people could say it, so I can just apply it to...
I'm sure every one of those people has said it. At some point.
Just picture the Zodiac Killer sitting there in his basement. Enough is enough.
Yeah. Anyways.
Or...
Okay, let's go.
Or the great 80s band Enough is Enough.
There was a band?
Yeah, it was Enough, and then it was like E-N-U-F-F, then like a little apostrophe.
Oh, Znuff?
Znuff, yeah. Maybe that's
dark
what he was
times.
Thinking of. Dark times, indeed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you were trying to lead me off this topic. So.
I was going to suggest we should do attendance, because people have no idea who is speaking these words into their ears right now.
Right, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, until we do attendance, even I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we're like Schrodinger's radio hosts.
That is us.
That's like, are we alive? Are we dead? We're talking.
Yeah.
But that doesn't prove
anything. Until the radioactive pellet falls. Nobody
that's right.
knows.
And we can shake it onto our food, like Parmesan. Usually I do, I'm going to break kayfabe. Usually I got a little bit of anagram fun, which everybody enjoys.
I love it.
Love it. Everybody loves it.
Jack
when
especially.
I go on. Jack especially. Jack, so sorry. No anagrams today.
None?
No. I'm Bob Fosse.
Hey, Bob. It's good to have you in the meeting.
Oh, I'm not Bob Fosse.
How am I supposed to know?
I was hoping you would correct me.
Whatever is in attendance is canon in my head.
Who amongst us truly knows themselves?
Yeah.
I know myself. I'm Aidan Morgan.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Aidan.
Thank you.
I'm Paul Deshane.
Oh, yeah. You obviously know yourself.
More or less.
More or less.
Yeah.
I've met me.
Take or leave me.
All right, attendance is done. Do we have quorum?
We don't have quorum.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
We don't even have a guest. We're just here alone in the sub-basement.
Yeah.
Two guys, too little to talk about.
Were we... Trivia question.
Sure.
Were we supposed to have a guest?
Maybe, but I don't want to name names. It was. We had a celebrity for tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not often we get true celebrities.
Yeah.
Some celebrities whose voices you might hear in a library.
Shh.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Not in the library.
Oh, okay. I can. Okay. Yeah.
I was being a librarian.
Yeah.
Hey, so.
So.
There have been council meetings.
There have been, and I could not be happier.
Oh, yeah?
There have been council meetings.
So we do have an agenda of shortness, but we do have an agenda. So, on May 8th, can you believe it's May 8th?
I can't believe it's May 8th. Because I believe it
already.
Is May 15th.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, it was May 8th when this council meeting happened. And that's when my brain shuts off.
That's right.
They call adjournment, and then they just put me into cryogenic stasis until this meeting.
That's right. You will be there.
Yeah, I just thawed out. They thawed me out like 15 minutes ago.
Nice. Well, just to let you know, a week has passed, and it's now the 15th.
Crap.
Yeah.
Well, then, I'll tell you what happened last week, then.
Please do.
The Vision Zero. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so Vision Zero was this thing where administration is going to start doing their job so that fewer people die on the roads. Which, you know, in a way, I don't know why that hadn't been sort of like the way we do things all along. And yet it's something that we actually have to change so that fewer people die on the streets from, like, car injuries.
Right.
Right?
Even the jaywalkers. Even the people who are looking at their phones.
Yeah, even the little kids who run out into the streets. We're going to try and save their lives.
Right.
Instead of just assuming that there's going to be a certain amount of casualties on the street, we're going to start, like, working towards zero. That's the Vision Zero. Part of it, so that passed. The idea that there would be this framework that would guide road work and speed limits and everything in the city, that passed unanimously in late April. But one part that didn't was there was this recommendation to turn Cathedral into a 30 kilometers per hour zone. It turned into kind of a cluster F, I think I'm allowed to say.
Ooh.
Yeah, there was like a motion on the floor to keep some roads 50 but turn other roads 30. And then Councillor Fendura came along and he said, hey, why don't we just turn all the streets 40 instead of 30?
Classic compromise.
Right. Let's split the difference between 50 and 30. And we'll make the whole area 40.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a vote on that, and it failed. And then one counselor said, oh, I pushed the wrong button. And so they had to, like, redo the vote. And then when that vote happened again, another counselor flipped their vote. So it ended up failing twice. And then there was a motion on the floor to pass the original 30 recommendation, and Councillor Hawkins passed a tabling motion so that it would be considered. That vote would happen at the May 8th meeting.
Ah, and?
That didn't happen.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So we're on 91.3 FM CJTR Regina Community Radio. We're at the quarter hour.
Tuned into the community, I should say.
At the quarter hour.
At the quarter hour.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm Aiden Impall of the Queen City Improvement Bureau. And I'm not Aiden.
I like that.
We are.
I like this better.
Actually, I'm doing both voices.
And have been.
I have to admit. I've been fooling you all for almost a decade now. I do two voices.
That's right. Well, Aiden was on the show originally, but then died in a tragic blimp accident.
Yeah. I'm a ventriloquist, actually. And I'm also the dummy. So anyways, so here's what the clerk had to say about what happened, and I'm going to play that for us. The clerk stopped the meeting at the beginning of the last of the May 8th meeting and said, hey, I got something I got to tell you all, and here's what he had to say.
I will now call upon the city clerk, just prior to approving the agenda, I'll call on City Clerk Jim Nickel to speak to a procedural matter respecting the April 24 City Council meeting minutes as it pertains to item CR 24-32, Vision Zero Road Safety Framework. Go ahead, Mr. Nickel.
Thank you, Mayor Masters, and to you and councillors. During consideration of report CR 24-32, the Vision Zero Road Safety Framework, at the council meeting held on April 24th, a number of amendments to the motion introduced by Councillor Mancinelli were proposed and voted on. During the debate, an amendment proposed by Councillor Fendura calling for the proposed speed limit to be set at 40 kilometers per hour with no exceptions was passed by a recorded vote of 6 in favor and 5 against. Prior to the final vote on that main motion, as amended, Councillor LeBlanc requested that items 1, 2, and 3 be voted on together, and that item number 4 be voted on separately as permitted under the procedure bylaw. The vote on items 1, 2, and 3 was carried unanimously, with all 11 members voting in favor. With respect to the vote on item number 4, that being the previously approved amendment to set the speed limit at 40 kilometers an hour with no exception, the result of that final vote was 5 in favor and 6 against, thereby nullifying the originally passed amendment. Immediately thereafter, Councillor Mancinelli indicated that he had voted incorrectly and requested that Council allow him to change his vote. The procedure bylaw, section 26, subsection 6, stipulates the following. Once the city clerk has polled the members on a division and has announced the result of a vote on a motion, no member shall change their vote without the unanimous consent of the other members present. In accordance with the bylaw, the vote to allow Councillor Mancinelli to change his vote was unanimously approved by Council. The next step is where a procedural error took place, and I accept full responsibility for that error. I indicated that a new vote would be required respecting item number 4, and subsequently a vote was held, and the result remained in 5 in favor and 6 against. While Councillor Mancinelli's vote was authorized to change, there was no authority for any other member's vote to change. However, when conducting the recorded vote, another member in addition to Councillor Mancinelli had changed their vote. In short, there should not have been the second vote. Rather, item number 4 should have been deemed to have been passed with the revised vote of 6 in favor and 5 against. The end result of, as a result of this procedural error is as follows. The minutes of the April 24th, 2024 meeting will need to be revised to reflect that item number 4 amended to set the speed limit at 40 kilometers per hour with no exceptions was carried. Accordingly, report CR24-32, the Vision Zero Road Safety Framework, is deemed to have been completed at this time. There is no further consideration of the report this afternoon, and it will be removed from the meeting agenda. Notwithstanding, any member of council may seek a further reconsideration of this matter by submitting a notice of motion to a future meeting of council or when the bylaw is brought before council for passage. Again, to the council, members of the public, and administration, I sincerely apologize for my error and for any additional confusion that this has caused.
Thank you very much to the city clerk.
So that was City Clerk Jim Nickel explaining how city council accidentally passed 40 kilometers per hour as the speed limit in Cathedral.
You know, if I'd been Councillor Mancinelli during the second vote, I would have said, I did it incorrectly again.
Yeah.
just to mess with people.
Do you want to know who flipped their vote?
I do.
It was Councillor Stevens.
What?
So Councillor Stevens had voted yes on the 40 kilometers per hour the first time through. Because the alternative... Okay. I'm really sorry, everybody, because this... I get that this is probably way too in the weeds. And we know how Councillor Hawkins hates that.
He does not like weeds. Yeah. Men prefer to be up
sorry,
on the embankment.
Bob. The Councillor Mancinelli had moved the Vision Zero with an amendment that the neighborhood Cathedral would be turning to 30 kilometers per hour except for 15th Avenue, 13th Avenue, Victoria, Elphinstone, and Pasqua. They were going to remain at 50.
That is dumb. Okay, keep going.
It is really dumb.
Yep.
Yeah.
In my professional opinion.
Yeah, in mine too. As an improvement clerk,
that's, yes.
That would not improve things. So, so he was going to pass that. So he actually moved Vision Zero with that amendment immediately attached onto it.
Okay.
So if you were going to pass the original motion, it had to be passed or turned down as amended by Councillor Mancinelli. So it was then Councillor Fendura who came along with a further amendment to just like erase the original recommendation from staff and Mancinelli's amendment and just go with 40. So the alternative to going with 40 was to go back to Councillor Mancinelli's original motion. So a lot of people who were like in favor of lowering the speed limit across the board, I think they would have seen that 40
right.
as a preferable option to Mancinelli's original recommendation, which was city staff in response to Mancinelli's idea was we really don't think council should be doing traffic engineering on the floor of council, which is pretty rational, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the impulse.
Mm-hmm.
But in practice, it would make no difference at all. It would not. That would not solve the problem that Vision Zero sets out to address.
I think what I found really frustrating about it is that, like, I get that there have been cars have killed people on 13th in the last like 18 months, two people. So I get why there is this impulse to turn 13th to 30 kilometers per hour, but to say, well, let's just turn 13th to 30 and then leave everything else 50 or leave other roads.
Yeah,
like it's I don't get how they can't understand that traffic kind of flows like water. If it's like
least
bottlenecked
resistance.
In one spot, it's going to just move to where it can go faster. And 15th is far too narrow a street. Victoria is perhaps could handle the traffic because it has that treed median in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't go all the way through to Pasqua. It, like, turns off, and then you have to, like, go back to 13th down to the 30 again. So people would be going to 15th, probably, preferably. Elphinstone goes right past the school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get why staff would be like, hey, just either, you know, reject this outright. Don't pretend to be an engineer. So, anyways, what we got was Councillor Vandura being an engineer. And that's what we got in the end. Something else that happened, though, with this 40 kilometers per hour is there is the question of, like, why go to 30? And it's that, like, physics sort of dictates that at 30 kilometers per hour, there's a pretty good chance that if a pedestrian gets hit by a car going 30, there's, like, you know, I've seen numbers between, like, 70 and 90% of people will survive being hit by a car. It depends, obviously, on your age, your size, and factors like that. But 30 kilometers per hour is, like, the point at which you still have, like, a very reasonable level of survivability from being struck. Anything above 30 is when things start to change. And when you get up to, like, 50 kilometers per hour, the odds of a pedestrian surviving being struck by a car are incredibly low.
Right.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. So I wanted to play this little bit here, because when Councillor Vandura was pitching this idea at the end of April to go to 40, he asked a question of staff. If we go from 30, I know what the difference is from going from 30 to 50 for survivability. What's the difference from 30 to 40? And this is what happened then.
The question would be for me is, now I know what there's 90% at 30 survival rate. That raises up, brings it down to what, 80 something for, what's the number, to Mayor?
Councilor Vandura, depends on which website you go to.
I don't know. Which car you're going to hit, yeah. Plastic.
Because about 30%, at 40 kilometers an hour, survivability is about 70%, I think, is what these folks, Vision Zero says.
So I'll leave it at that, Mayor. I've been thinking 40, at least it's a blanket. We already have 13th Avenue from Elphinstone going to McTavish is 30. From Elphinstone down on to, I think, the 14th is 30. There's parks in the area, so we already have somewhat of a 30-kilometer zone already. So I'll leave it at that. Then anyone else like to add to this? 40 kilometers.
So that was Councillor Vandura asking about the survivability rate. Now, I actually just called it up here. This is what the Government of Canada uses. They have, this is grossly rounded off numbers, but 9 out of 10 people hit at 30 kilometers per hour by car will survive. At 40, it's 6 out of 10. And at 50, it's 2 out of 10. And then at 60, it's 0 out of 10 people will survive an incident. What I found frustrating about this was Councillor Vandura was asking administration about survivability rates, and the mayor pipes up with, "It depends on what website you go to, sir."
That's an odd response. I mean,
yeah,
I would say Vision Zero has this information.
Yes,
so just say Vision Zero. I mean,
Well, it kind of speaks to this whole sort of mistrust that people are having these days for experts. Like, the city staff, when they were putting this together, they didn't Google survivability rates, right? Like, they hired a consultant. We have experts on staff in traffic engineering. They actually read, like, papers.
Yes.
You know, they went to academics and people who've studied this and have looked at huge populations, and they've, like, seen that there is a range of survivabilities from place to place, from time to time, but that they have, like, this grasp of this number. It isn't just like, oh, it depends on what website you go to.
Because, I mean, if you Google it, you'll probably end up on a page that says surviving car crashes is woke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're all meat for the blood god.
Exactly. More blood for the blood god, please. Yeah.
So, yeah. And so, I don't get, A, why the mayor was responding to a question for staff, B, why she was, like, trivializing the work that staff had done.
Yeah, a little glib. Yeah. A little glib, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, and so this is frustrating, because the thing here is that it's not... Councillors kept throwing out numbers. If we go to 40, it'll be like X number of people will survive. Right. It's very clear that these people had a very very linear understanding of how these numbers worked. The graph is not linear for survivability. It's like, you know how like when people talk about something's getting exponentially worse,
mm-hmm.
and they're actually talking about a linear function.
Right.
In this case, it's actually an exponential function, right? The graph is curved. There's like a survivability rate up to like 90% at 30, and then it starts to like just bend and shoot straight up.
It's the hockey stick of vehicular death.
Exactly. Yeah. And 30 is the point where it kind of still like bend towards mortality.
Yes.
To like, you know, your visit with the Reaper.
That's right.
So,
yeah,
and the council could not wrap their head around an actual, like, exponential function. It was maddening. And that they were, like, just pulling numbers out of the air. Well, you know, if it's, like, 90% at 90% at 30 and 20% at, what's half of that? What's... And just picking numbers out of their butt. So anyway.
Well, it depends on what website you visit.
I guess it does. All right. On that note, want to go to Innovator Revenue Tools?
All right. Let's go there.
Okay. And we're back.
Whoa. Are we
in City Improvement Bureau?
Whoa. You're bringing the pizzazz.
That's my Maddie V pizzazz. I've been missing Maddie.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I miss leaving here and doing like a show full of like, well, our voices,
yeah.
and then having Maddie V coming on.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I thought I was like modulating my voice, but no.
Yeah, he was great.
Amateurs compared to Maddie. Yeah.
Hey, we are the last Queen City Improvement Bureau before the start of the Cathedral Village Arts Festival.
What does that have to do with us?
Well, let me tell you, we got a live show. We're going to be, we've booked the Artesian for Wednesday, May 22nd, is it?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yes.
And we will be there at 9 o'clock doing a live show. This is all assuming, of course, that we can find our way out of the sub-basement.
Assume.
Yeah. So if you get there expecting to see us and we're not there, send a shovel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
And you will be, if you show up, guaranteed you will be entertained.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, but by us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that if they're listening to this and then go to our live show, that this is the kind of thing that they wouldn't mind seeing.
Exactly.
Unless, of course, they're listening to it while trapped in a car. Like, say they're like 10 and going to school or coming home from school on a Monday.
Right.
Yeah, and they're trapped in the car listening to this nonsense.
Yes. I mean, they're just hoping that you, like, accidentally, like, swear on the radio.
So do you think there are parents who are, like, driving their kids home from school on a Monday afternoon, and their kids are acting up in the backseat, mm-hmm. and they're like, if you don't knock it off, I'm going to turn on the Queen City Improvement Bureau.
That's right.
You're going to have to listen to those two guys.
Those two nudniks, yes.
Yeah.
Just a couple of nerds. And then the parent makes good on their threat, and you drop an F-bomb.
Oh, and the kids are like, this is the coolest thing
exactly.
ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we followed up with, try Camel cigarettes, kids.
Which, of course, you should, because that's what we did, and it got us here.
Exactly. Objectively, the coolest cigarettes out there, as
exactly.
we all know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Know.
But yeah, we are going to be live. There will be surprises.
Mm-hmm.
And guess we've got Larissa, Kurz from the Leader Post.
Yes.
Who will be joining us to talk about what it is like to cover City Hall in the Queen City.
We hopefully will have... a musical guest will probably not be actually playing music.
Okay.
We'll definitely be there on the run from the cops as usual.
Yeah.
Belle Plaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So that's confirmed?
It's confirmed.
Okay. I didn't know that actually.
She said she had to look after child care. I'll follow up on that.
We can take care of kids. We could interview kids.
We could.
Yeah.
Herker gets very mature.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think he should show up and learn the basics so he can take over from us when we finally pass on.
We will,
look at our ages. We'll be gone in the next, 6 months or so.
This thing that we do is hastening our deaths.
Precisely. Lots of radioactive particles, plenty of carcinogens, and just the creeping, soul-corroding, work of listening to city council.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, anyways, there's other stuff going on at the Arts Fest, though.
Do tell.
The cat's out of the bag. Everybody knows that Andy Schaaf is going to be the closer for the festival on May 25th.
Mm-hmm.
It will be in the, I think it goes on at 9-ish? Yeah. At the Big Top. So the tent in Holy Rosary Park.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And Andy Schaaf will be on stage with Marissa Burwell.
Burwell?
I'm sorry, Marissa. I screwed everything up. Soil and Grass and Connor and the Musicians.
Oh, Connor and the Musicians.
Yeah.
That's a great name for a band.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. And, you know what else is going to be on Artesian that night?
Mm-hmm.
Will be Comedy Night with our friend Sean Koch.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So that will be a night of sketch comedy and a little bit of stand-up. Mostly sketch comedy.
A very funny man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So, that will be on at the Artesian. The night to look out for, though, the night that's the one, every festival has a night where it's there's too much good stuff on and you can't decide what you're going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
There's no obvious choice. And that would be Friday night this year. The Artesian is going to have the Marmalads.
Uh-huh.
And that's also film night. So there's going to be movies, and the Marmalads will be screening films while they're playing.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. The Semple Family Band will be playing Westminster Church that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And Holy Rosary is going to have Last Birds, Cupid's Heart, Jake and the Kid, Shotgun Jimmy, and is going to close out with Marshall Burns and the Beautiful Band.
Hey, that's great. Shotgun Jimmy I've seen perform live, as well as Marshall Burns.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all wonderful.
Yeah. And, so that's going to be a great night of shows. There will also be Block Rock between the Mercury and Cathedral Neighborhood Center that night, which is going to be a bunch of, smaller local bands. A band will go on at the Neighborhood Center. They will play a half-hour set. And then while the next set there is setting up, a set will start at the Mercury. So the whole point is to, run back and forth between those two venues.
Sweet.
And catch as many awesome, newish upcoming bands as you can. Thursday night there is the Blue Beach Band is going to be closing things out at the Neighborhood Center. Penny University has the Saskatchewan Book Awards, and it's got a new thing called Pete's Press's Battle of the Pitches. So if you have an idea for a book, you come down to the Penny University on Thursday, May 23rd, and you can pitch to a panel of judges your pitch for a book and get some feedback on that. And I think there will be prizes and winners.
I've kidnapped Nick Bantock and forced him to make one of his delightful puzzle books.
Yeah. Oh.
This book is just an audio tape of his screams of anguish.
Okay, anyways. Artesian, that night.
Yes.
Regina Folk Music Festival.
Woo.
They're going to be taking over the Artesian. They're getting one night at the Arts Fest. And they're going to be curating a series of artists, and all funds raised at that event mm-hmm. will go towards supporting the Arts Festival.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, not the Arts Festival, the Folk Festival.
The Folk Festival.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good.
Yeah, so that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Wednesday night, we've got... That's us. That's us.
Nothing else of import is happening.
No. There will be more stuff. There will be a presentation of A Scandal in Bohemia, the Sherlock Holmes story.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a live reading of a dramatic adaptation of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that'll be at 7 o'clock, 7:30, somewhere in there. And there will also be a play that evening at 6 o'clock, Past Shadows, Present Shades. And it's by Tewo Afolabi. He's an African playwright who's in mm-hmm. town at the university, and he's going to be performing a one-man show there.
Very nice.
Yeah. Tuesday is the Vertigo Open Stage at Artesian and South Saskatchewan Youth Orchestra at Westminster United Church. And then we worked back in time all the way to this Monday coming up. That is Picnic Day. So there is a parade in the late morning, like 11 o'clock, I believe they leave. Yes, 11 a.m. is the parade along 13th Avenue and then down to Les Sherman Park, which is by the Neil Balkwell Center. And there will be a stage there with many musicians, and there will be hot dogs, and there will be crafts and games and stuff in the Neil Balkwell Center. And it is a great time, unless, of course, it's torrential rain, in which case it will be less fun.
Less fun.
A different fun.
But there will still be hot dogs.
There will still be hot dog damp. Dogs.
And I would say our friend of the show, Jacques Brasseur.
Yes.
They will be happy to know that there will be hot dogs, come rain or come shine.
Yeah. They will definitely be there.
So. Yeah. Are they in town right now? I don't know.
I don't know if they'll be there for the hot dogs, but the hot dogs will be there.
The hot dogs will be there. The hot dogs will be there for Jacques, even if Jacques will not be there for the hot dogs.
Yeah. So that is the Cathedral Village Arts Festival. And it's a big year.
I got to say, just that lineup, the itinerary that you described, that sounds like one of the best lineups I've heard in years.
And you're not just saying that because we're on it.
I mean that's definitely part of it. But no, I'm dead serious. That sounds like real fun. Like there's some great acts, like a lot of different things happening. I love the Regina Folk Festival curation part.
I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, hope has been instilled in my heart once more for this crazy city.
Yeah. So come on out. Oh, yeah, and I should note, every single show and thing and everything to do with, I mean, apart from the food, everything to do with the Arts Fest is free.
That is amazing.
Isn't it?
You worried about inflationary pressures? There are no inflationary pressures on free.
Well, you know, the prices did go up by 20%, but they started at zero.
So you're paying nothing through the roof.
Yeah.
So next week, but if you do one thing for the Cathedral Village Arts Festival, come to the Artesian Wednesday, May 22nd, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
To see live Queen City Improvement Bureau.
Yeah. What you're listening to right now, you could see it at the same time.
You could see it, and you could laugh at it. You could heckle us.
Yeah.
We will make fun of you, though.
We will.
Yeah.
Yeah. We take questions, though.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we'll take questions.
There might be a little quiz.
There could be a quiz.
There could be a quiz.
Yeah. And there might be some surprise guests.
There might be.
Yeah.
That surprise guests that will blow your mind.
Right?
Yes.
They'll blow ours, too.
Boom!
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So anyways, it should be a good time. And you know what? It would be great. We've met a few of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, it would just be awesome.
Yeah.
Meet everybody, hang out, and you know, celebrate CJTR a bit too.
Yeah, think of it like an improvement con. Like you know, you get to rub shoulders with the boys from the basement.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, that's coming up soon. Hope to see everybody there. It would be great if we did. Anyways, we're on 91.3 FM CJTR Regina Community Radio.
And by the way, you can vote at our live show on which of us is the dreamiest.
Ooh. I didn't know that was happening.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. We're gonna have a dreamiest off.
Oh man.
Yeah. I'm putting eyeliner on my jaw to make it more prominent.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's gonna be super dreamy.
That would be awesome. Yeah. I'm going to carve a little dimple in my chin.
I actually have one.
Oh, do you?
It's kind of covered up by the beard, but I have like a manly Henry Cavill style dimple
really?
In my chin. Yeah,
that's really. I've never seen it.
Maybe I'll shave around the beard.
Just so that you can one up my fake dimple.
That's right.
The real dimple.
I'm the dreamy one. I got the real dimple.
Oh no, I'm so.
But I don't got the lines of your face. I'm all
the wrinkles. You mean the way that my face is caving
the
in?
The angles.
That's
wrinkles.
That's caving in.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, you cave in well, sir.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's what happens when you're like the living dead.
Yeah, I'll do it to you.
It's not dreamy angles. It's just being wan.
Have you seen Paul? He's a dreamy zombie, all the people are saying.
Anyways, I still have my nose. Hey, I was doing the quarter hour thing.
All right, quarter hour.
Yeah, we're the Queen City Improvement Bureau, 91.3. Tuned into community.
Yep.
That's us.
Yes.
Right. So we didn't finish the council meeting.
No, yeah, let's get back to that.
Yeah, because that's what everybody loves to hear about.
Well, that's why they're here.
I make these clips, and like the one that I played earlier, the one where the clerk was reading, and I'm listening to it, and I was like sitting down, and I was like chopping up the audio to get it all together, and I was like looking at it, I was like 3 minutes, 40 seconds. People are going to love this. This is fascinating.
People are going to love a dry summation of a bureaucratic procedure.
And then I listen to I listen to it here, and I'm like, oh my God, what have I done? Poor people who turn into the radio to hear this stuff.
I've ruined them for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, when I'm getting this stuff together or when I'm watching council, I'm like, oh my God, this stuff is so great. You have to see it.
Well, you know, it was good to hear it again.
Okay.
I mean, and I liked it with all the sort of the regulations and
the
names of the amendments and stuff. That was kind of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got more stuff.
Well, let's hear more stuff.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start where the May 8th meeting ended.
Okay.
And I'm literally going to play you the end of the May 8th meeting. Here we go.
That's it. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting? Thank you, Councillor Hawkins. You want a point of order called right now?
I was going to say it earlier, but we just keep pushing me aside. I'm getting really actually tired of apologizing to city administration on behalf of council the way they're being treated. I do not believe that Councillor Hawkins treating the administration by questioning the way that they do their reaching out to the community and calling them out on the floor of that. I don't feel that was right. I feel that was disrespectful. I talked to Mr. Nickel to see if I was out of line. He said no, that was really borderline. That wasn't necessary. It was really calling the administration insubordination because they were not conducting they were not conducting themselves properly in accordance to Councillor Hawkins. So I want it on the record. I'm getting tired of it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Nelson. I have a motion to adjourn on the floor, seconded by Councillor Bresciani. Any opposed? Seeing none, carried.
All right. So that was the end of the May 8th meeting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, I'm glad they couldn't push her aside at that point.
Yeah.
I would love to live inside Councillor Nelson's mind. I'm really curious how things go.
There's like an Airbnb in her head, and
yeah.
You could just like spend a day there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd pay good money for that.
Yeah,
just a world of people pushing her aside and being disrespectful.
If you're like being John Malkovich and Tarina Nelson's head.
Kind of. You know what? I bet
what?
It's in Tarina Nelson's mind. An elevator.
Just to goes
the
up
water
to
the
slide. It's just up to the top, down the water slide.
Okay. This is a little bit perhaps disrespectful as well.
Perhaps.
But seriously, I'm pretty sure like there's that elevator is in there.
So
do we know how Councillor Hawkins responded though?
That's the thing.
Oh.
I had watched this whole meeting and I was like, Did I have a stroke? Did I miss something? Phase out and like miss a moment of like Councillor Hawkins? Because you know how Councillor Hawkins can get sometimes.
Yeah, he can get he can get a little bit aggressive.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And last time we had a meeting, we played the bit where he got a little bit aggressive with the delegation.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe something like that had happened when I like stepped away to grab something from the snack machine. But I went back. Okay, so what they'd been discussing, I have to set this up. Condominiums. So the waste plan report was being considered that day.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it was just sort of like saying, hey, this is how far we're getting to our waste diversion targets. Yay. But Condominium Owners Society, I think it's like the Canadian Condo Owners Association or something like that. Their representative for Regina came forward to say, we do not like the deal that condos have for yard and food waste.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it is right now is that everybody in the city has, like, they pay into this user fee to use this to get their yard waste taken away and their food waste taken away. But condos don't have access to that because, especially like high-rise condos, they can't put a blue right. bin, or I guess it's a green bin, out in front of a, you know, a 10-story tower because it'd fill up too fast. Anyways, so the rule is, though, that all the condo companies in the city are supposed to, like, come up with their own solution.
Right.
Like, they have to be, and it's, like, this year that they have to come up with a solution for food and yard waste.
Okay.
And they had come forward asking for an extension by a year because they don't have a good one, and anyone that they come up with is, like, really expensive. And at this council meeting, they had suggested, could we just be part of the user fee that that the residents of the city have to pay? And what happened was, city staff have said, look, this was never the plan. So we did this 10 years ago. We set this whole program up. If we were to throw condos onto the user fee would skyrocket, and that would be for every person in the city. So what we can do is, if they want to have some kind of consultation about this, we can bring all the condo boards together, we can bring them together with some providers of the service, and we can facilitate a system where they can hopefully come to their own own solution, right? This wasn't good enough for the condo association. They're like, no, we want to be part of the same user fee that everybody else in the city is. That would be the most fair. And some counselors were like, well, why can't we have a consultation where that's even considered? And administration was like, hey, the direction from council is not to do that. So if you want to do that, you have to, like, make it very clear what it is you want, because you're totally changing direction on us.
Right.
So this is what Councillor Hawkins had to say to that response from administration when he was summing up. Oh, and by the way, the consultation is going to happen with that consideration in there. The administration is supposed to look at the costs. And after that had already been conceded and passed, that administration is going to look at that cost. This is how Councillor Hawkins responded.
Councillor Hawkins, do you want to close off debate?
Thank you, Mayor. I want to say something a little more generally, but I want to be very careful because 4:15 in this forum is a dangerous hour. The words meaningful consultation were worked out at executive committee carefully. And Councillor Stanichuk suggested similar words when she said fruitful discussion. What that means is that the administration cannot say we are taking off the table a whole range of options, and we're going to bring in people to tell the people we're consulting with how it's going to be. We've seen this model now several times recently. That is not consultation. It's election, but it's not consultation. Consultation means you come with an open mind. It doesn't mean you adopt any particular solution that you hear. It doesn't mean that there's a predetermined idea. It just means open to ideas. And I think we have to state that now because we're seeing this again and again. So when we say meaningful consultation, it means meaningful listening with an open mind. And these words were chosen with that intent. I think we've all understood it. We were not prescriptive deliberately to make sure that we didn't have to start nailing 4 or 5 different points of discussion. We left it open for meaningful consultation. I want to say that the administration, I believe that when council passes this, if they do, that's what they mean by consultation. I'd ask for council support. It's important.
All right, that was Councillor Hawkins. So I had, like, actually, like, I texted a whole bunch of people and was like, hey, what did Councillor Hawkins say that got Councillor Nelson so upset? And that was it. And
yeah, well, you know, it feels more like he just was more guilty of kind of wasting people's time.
A little bit.
A little bit of sort of Hawkinsy sort of speeching. I'm not sure it was like borderline, but I mean, who knows? Perhaps it felt a little bit different.
Good point.
Yeah. Perhaps Councillor Nelson, looking down from the elevator in her mind, felt it was a little different. But yeah, that was quite the response. Although I
didn't like compared to some of the other instances of Councillor Hawkins, some of the things that he's gotten away with actually, this didn't seem to warrant this kind of a response.
I think maybe that might have been more to the point. It was maybe just the straw that broke the camel's back, as they say.
Or like when, you know, an actor gets an Oscar for acting in a movie that wasn't really that good, but it was really for that movie they did like 10 years ago.
Exactly.
That they lost.
But this is like in the opposite direction. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
So I think maybe that was it. I think maybe Councillor Nelson had just kind of had enough.
Yeah. I should know what, like, I think actually Councillor Hawkins was talking about, though, is he talks about a pattern of staff behavior. One of the things that staff's been doing, which is very new, is if administration is tasked with doing a new consultation or going back and, you know, getting more community insight into something, they've been saying, look, and like the city manager has said this in almost these exact words, you can make us do more work, but it isn't going to change our recommendation. And they're basically coming to council now and they're saying, look, this is the data. This is the science on this. Mm-hmm. This is urban planning best practices on this. And no amount of like extra work consultation is going to change that. And this is I find this refreshing because one of the things that has like held up City Hall getting things done is this consultation treadmill that council puts administration on, where council sends administration out to do something, the answer comes back, a bunch of people complain, so council says, go up, do more consultation, and this can carry on for multiple cycles.
Yes.
And administration is starting to say, they're starting to say, we're, you know, we've had enough. So...
Well, you know, the funny thing is that, I mean, Masters ran on the idea of a more efficient administration.
Good point, yeah.
This might be a more efficient administration in practice.
Exactly.
Not saying that Mayor Masters has said, just do what you do.
Yeah.
But if this is what, you know, people wanted, then this is what
admin's
doing.
Yeah. Well, anyways, on that note, we should probably...
Move to adjourn?
I second that motion.
All right, motion is passed. You've been listening to the Queen City Improvement Bureau on 91.3 FM, CJTR, Regina Community Radio. Tune into the community. Your hosts are Paul Shen and Aidan Morgan. Music from Guidewire, a.k.a. Ryan Hill. We are broadcast 7 to 8 p.m. on Thursday evenings and rebroadcast Monday afternoons 3 to 4 p.m. You can find us on the radio. You can find us at cjtr.ca. You can find us posting thoughts on Twitter and Blue Sky, and of course our own website, queencityimprovementbureau.com. Coming up next, we've got what I like to call the Patrick Hour, but is also called the Record Room, and there's Rhythm and Vibes, Lunar Lounge, Phil Haunts the Witching Hour, Rink on Latino, and Phil's Overnight Jam. His music all through the night. That's all. Keep on bullying, Jenna.